Welcome to the Rebel Spirit Podcast, where we break free from societal expectations and old ways of thinking so you can tap into your authentic self to live your truth and love your life. Using the ancient principles of yoga with modern business strategy and my very own dream methodology, discover your life purpose and create success that aligns with your soul's calling and empowers your dream life. I'm your host, transformation business and life coach, Tara Nolan. Let's dive in. Bringing magic into your life and into your world starts with your morning. Your morning creates the rest of your day. Your days create your weeks, and your weeks create your months. Imagine if you started every day off feeling calm, confident, and clear about the life that you were creating. Imagine if you had an inner sense of peace, a higher level of focus, and you were already in the vibration of love. I'm going to share with you my three-step process to a magical morning that will literally transform your day and the trajectory of your life. So let's get started. If you wake up even 20 minutes earlier than you do right now, you will have plenty of time for this. Waking up at the dawn is a really calm time of day. The energy in nature is already at a more peaceful state, so it's a perfect time for you to bring in this time for yourself. So I recommend wake up 20 minutes early. Go to start your hot coffee or tea. I like to have a really hot tea and go into my specific space where I know that I will not be bothered and it is peaceful and calm, and even set up some of your favorite symbols or sculptures, whatever it is around you, to create your own kind of altar or to bring in the energy that's going to support you. So for example, here I have Ganesha. Ganesha is an amazing Eastern god who is the remover of all obstacles. So whatever is like blocking you from success, blocking you from love, blocking you from abundance, whatever it is, Ganesha is here to help remove that. So I love that Ganesha is here to bring in that energy. We also have the Buddha to bring in that peaceful, grounded, centered state and that connection with the source within. So those are some, and the candles are always beautiful to bring in the light and the fire and the manifestation energy, right? So whatever, the crystals, there's so much more. So whatever it is for you that you really connect with, like surround yourself with that and then be in this space. So show up to your space, have your nice cozy blanket, have your hot tea or coffee sitting there, and then simply take 6 minutes or more. You can choose if you want a 3 minute, 5 minute, 20 minute, 15 minute meditation, whatever it is. But I like to say a minimum of 6 minutes and just close your eyes, breathe, and connect. If you are new to meditation, it will really help you to start with guided meditations. I have meditations that I have pre-recorded for you that you can access by going to transformationtara.com/meditations. You also can choose anyone that you really, you know, connect with online by Googling, like if you want a 10 minute or a 20 minute meditation on a specific topic like productivity or calm or abundance, whatever it is that you're looking for. So get intentional and bring in a guided meditation. And at first, your mind may not be used to this if you're new to it. So if your mind is all over the place and you think, well, I'm just sitting here wasting 3 minutes, or I really should be getting something done, like just trust the process and know that your brain will respond with repetition. There is something called the chittavritti, which is the mind chatter. Chittavritti is Sanskrit. And this is in the ancient Yoga Sutras from 325 CE. So we practice yogash chitta vritti nirodha. We practice yoga and meditation is in the limbs of yoga to steady the fluctuations or the variations of the mind. So your mind's like, I've got all this to do. I've got the kids or the grandkids and the stuff and work and blah, 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 and the house and all this, right? There's so much in our modern society that is in our minds that it's no wonder that we often feel overwhelmed and anxious and then can, like, you know, get into a world of depression. Meditation is a really amazing antidote for this. So you take all of those fluctuations and bring the mind to a steady, calm space. Meditation will get you there, but you do need to practice it like anything else. So the more you do it, the more your brain will become trained to do so. Another real secret in meditation is to always use the same music, to always use the same mantra, because your brain will hear this and start to immediately click in. Oh yes, I'm going to this peaceful, calm space now. And meditation can feel like you are like levitating. Like the levitation, I don't know if anyone really was floating up above their couch or above their floor in, you know, the ancient lands, but I do know that it is a luxurious, peaceful state that you are in when you get in this deep layer of meditation. And it truly feels like samadhi, which is bliss. It feels blissful. So it's worth practicing because it makes an impact on your life. Also, all of those things that you might be trying to figure out, I've got some big news for you. You can't figure them out anyway. Like, your brain like processes and thinks and tries to go to all these places, but you can't possibly plan for what other circumstances are gonna come to you, right? Like, a lot of times, like, you know, you've heard that saying, like, we have a plan and God laughs. So whatever your plan is, like, life is gonna throw you curveballs. But meditation puts you in a space of peace and calm, so you can just receive what comes and respond with grace accordingly. And oftentimes you will get some of your greatest ideas, your greatest business ideas, while you're in this state of meditation. So choose your meditation, zone right in, and as you open your eyes and reawaken with this beautiful new energy where you've risen now to the higher vibration of love and your cells are alive again, your tea will be perfectly cooled, ready for you to start sipping, and you just grab your journal and your favorite pen. Have a beautiful pen. I like to use one with crystals in it, and just process whatever's come up. Like, tap into your own creativity. This is a pathway to accessing your inner guidance system. There is not a coach, a mentor, a guru out there that can trump your own intuition. This is you allowing spirit to come and guide you. It is allowing source energy to co-create with you. And when you just start writing, you may be surprised what comes up, but you can solve some of your greatest problems, some of your greatest challenges just through this process. And then I recommend writing out your affirmations. So I had a client named Mary she was feeling really alone, and like she didn't have a community around her anymore that was connecting with her. She felt like she was lonely. She didn't really have, she didn't feel like she had a lot of friends anymore. And we did some coaching around it to say, is that really true? And she found it wasn't necessarily true. She did have friends, but they weren't always in her like local geographic location. So Mary started the affirmations. I am connected. I am connected and loved. I am connected and loved. Mary would say this a minimum of 10 times each day after her meditation, before or after her journaling, and then Mary would also write that out 10 times. And in a very short amount of time, this is literally magical, Mary found herself connected with more people in her community, feeling more accepted, supported, and loved. She realized this. She said, did this really have to do with those affirmations? Like, did they really make this difference? But I'll tell you what, Mary started making different choices because she felt different from within when she already felt like she was She was already connected. She was already loved. She was already supported. And the same thing happened with another one of my clients, Anne. Anne used the affirmations to affirm her success in her business and her attraction to clients. I attract clients and wealth. I attract clients and wealth easily. I attract my favorite clients and abundance with ease and flow. She noticed such a difference that her business started booming, and then Anne stopped and we did a coaching call. And I said, what's changing? What are you doing different? And I said, are you still doing your, like, what do your mornings look like? What does your life look like? She goes, oh my God, I stopped doing my affirmations. Was that really it? Did that really make a difference? And I can't tell you what was the difference, but I can tell you that literally nothing else changed in what she was doing in her business, except she stopped giving herself the magical mornings of meditation and affirmations along with journaling. So when you make time to invite source energy in, to retrain and rewire the thoughts in your brain, your thoughts will guide you to create new results in your life, in your business, and in your relationships. And that is the power of affirmations, choosing that you already have that which you want to invite in. It is literally magic. It feels like magic. And when you invite in magic in your life, in your day, that spreads to the people you love. Personally, when I finish my meditation, my affirmations and my journaling, and my sweet little girl comes out of bed because now she's awake and crawls on my lap, I am so ready to just embrace her and give her love and start our day off with this like peace, calm, happy energy versus a day where I might wake up late or something and say, do you have everything done? Is the backpack packed? Are you dressed? Do you got your teeth brushed? Is everything happening? Like, it's a different energy that my sweet daughter will take with her to school because of the person that I am in that morning, right? And then how does she act to other people at school? And this is the same for you with whoever it is you impact in your life each day. How do you greet the people in your household each day? How do you greet the people you work with each day? What energy do you bring when you walk up to a group, when you get online, maybe on Zoom, when you have to run your own coaching calls or whatever it is that you do for a living? Like, what energy do you bring? Your energy is in a different place when you take the time to raise your vibration in the morning. And this has a ripple effect that really makes the world a better place, because the people that you touch will then be kinder, happier, and calmer to the other people that they impact in life, right? So a very strong, easy example is the child that's had a very rough morning. They might go to school and be the class bully or, like, you know, really sad or mean or harmful to other kids at school. And then it affects the other kids at school. And then it affects the teacher and everything else, right? And that same child that can show up with love and kindness and joy, it spreads a smile to everyone around them, and you've got a happier, healthier classroom. So that happens in all aspects of life. So I really want to share that with you, because there's this sense of taking time for yourself in the morning that can be selfish. I want to take back the word selfish and look at the real definition of selfish. Selfish is caring of the self. Isn't that a beautiful thing? When you care for yourself, you have more to give the people you love, the people you work with, and just more to offer to the world. So take this 20 minutes each morning and give yourself a magical morning routine, because it will transform your life, your success, your happiness, and transform the lives of people around you. Let me know how it goes, and make sure you go to transformationtara.com/ episode 10, where I will have a free downloadable waiting for you with my magical morning routine.